I'm Vincent Ackery, and you're watching the Monster Truck Outlaws of the West podcast, covering monster trucks on the West Coast, far and wide. Up, everyone. I'm Vincent Ackard, your host, as well as my other host, MJ Solorio. We're back, episode 3, and we're with, you know, the young stars of monster trucks, the mini monster drivers. One of them actually drove a full-size truck. We're gonna get into that shortly, but, you know, MJ, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, man. How's your week been?
It's been crazy, man. You know, I've been golfing a lot, so, I mean, that's pretty much what's been keeping me busy. What about you?
Working. Go to work every day.
Oh, yeah, Mr. O'Reilly. Thankfully,
I'm still able to work, but yeah, go to work. I actually just got off about an hour ago, and here I am, excited.
And tired.
Both.
Well, you know, we have some sponsors to talk about, so MJ, let's get right into it. You know, well, you know, we've mentioned them a lot of times. Let's learn a little bit about Rogue Energy.
Yeah, man. Rogue Energy, great stuff. I'm drinking, what's it called? Great Popsicle today. I actually forgot my shaker at home, but good stuff, you know. Really hit, it's energy and focus supplement. Gets you that energy you need and keeps you focused at the same time. You guys can see down there at the screen, you can use our promo code MTOutlaws10 at checkout to get you 10% off your purchase. And yeah, it's good stuff. I'd highly recommend it, and I'm ready for this.
Oh, for sure, and you know, without further ado, why don't you introduce our first guest?
Alrighty. First guest we have on the one and only Shane Plato with the Skull Crusher Mini Monster Truck.
But before we bring him in, let's look at some of the highlights from the Mini Monsters.
Where are you from?
That is the wrong video. That was Christopher Allen. A lot of backstage work going on that we need to figure out. Come on, you're not going to introduce our first guest. We got Shane Plato, driver of the Skull Crusher. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Awesome. Pretty good, man. Awesome.
I like the energy. Great energy. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I like it. But, you know, without further ado, we're going to get into our first question. MJ, what do you got for Mr. Shane?
So, all right, start off. Tell us how you got yourself involved in the mini monster trucks or just monster trucks in general.
So growing up, my dad was always into cars, and I was just always around that lifestyle. And then one night, my dad and I were just sitting on the couch, and we came across this video of this kid named KJ. Rest in peace to him, man, but he's the inspiration to me. So one night, I was just like, Dad, look at this. And then I just had a dream from there, and then long story short, that's how we are today. My dad built me my first truck, and I'm so grateful for it, man.
That's awesome. So,
oh, for sure.
What was that like, you know, going, getting in the seat for the first time after your dad built that truck? Were you nervous, anything like that?
I mean, I was definitely nervous, but, like, you know, you get that anxiety, and it just fuels you, and you just get so happy for a moment, and it's just, like, the best feeling in the world.
That's awesome.
You know, talking about that, how long have you been driving these mini monsters? I know you've been in it a long time.
I've been driving for almost, I think it's like 7.5 years now, almost 8 years. I've been driving in shows since I was about 5, and yeah.
5 years old, am I hearing that correctly?
Yes, you're hearing that correctly.
What was it like driving, you know, a mini monster at 5 years old? Can you even remember?
I mean, I can remember it, but as far as I can remember, my dad was walking right beside me. He was telling me what to do through the radio, and it was just, I mean, I was 5 years old. I didn't know how to drive back then, but I was still stoked to do it.
Does awesome. Your dad have a big influence on you? Like when you drive or before you go out and hit the track, is there anything your dad tells you on the radio while you're out there, before you go out there, or are you just kind of trying to tune him out the best you can?
Well, I mean, he's my dad, so like, I mean, he's my biggest influence in my life, so... Every time before I go out to the show or go out and drive, he's like, stay safe, buddy. And then that's just like my fuel. And I just like go out there and I know I'm in my dad's hands and I can do whatever I need to do.
Definitely. So we're talking about going out and doing freestyle runs or anything. Is there anything you do before you go out and hit the track? Do you have any like pre-show rituals or anything like that you like to do in your head or right before you get strapped into the truck?
So usually before I go out on the track, I just like to take a breather, make sure I know that I'm okay with doing what I want to do, and doing that I'm gonna be safe. And I just use that as well as my dad's, whatever he tells me, and then I just like go out there and do what I have to do. I mean, it's really fun.
That's great. And you know what? Let's bring on Phil Vichenanza, Philosophy. Phil, welcome to the show, man.
Hey. What's going on, guys? Great to be here.
So, what questions do you have for Mr. Shane here?
Well, let me first just say, you know, first time I got to see Shane perform was out in Del Mar. I honestly don't even remember the year. And, you know, I've seen the mini monsters in person, and I've seen them on YouTube. And really just to see a guy like Shane go out there, he was just so young at the time. He's still young, but so young then. completely raised the bar. What Shane and has done with the Skull Crusher has completely elevated what these drivers are doing with the Mini Monsters. And really, Shane is kind of like the pioneer on the West Coast. You know, you kick KJ and the group that they had going on really didn't come out to the West too much. You know, once Shane and the Skull Crusher got rolling, it just exploded from there. So, you know, hats off to Shane and everything that they have been able to accomplish so far in his young career.
Thank you so much.
I have one main question. I know a lot of people follow you guys on Facebook and Instagram and your Facebook group, and they may or may not have seen a picture of a full-size monster truck at your guys' shops. What's the story with the full-size monster, if you could talk about it? Is there any future plans with that?
I sure can talk about that. So my dad is thinking about actually driving in the full-size monster truck. And then I'm not sure if he's going to be driving in shows or not, but I'm pretty sure he's keeping it for when I'm at my age and ready to drive in the show. So, yeah, it's just good practice and can't wait till that time.
No, we definitely can't wait to see it, too. Can you give us any little hints? Will it stay as a Skull Crusher, or will it have a new theme to it?
I think I'm definitely going to stick with the Skull Crusher. I mean, it's what I grew up named as, so I think I got to stick with the route.
So like I said, you guys have performed a lot around the West Coast, you know, specifically with WGAS Motorsports and John Borba. You know, he's really gave you guys a good opportunity. You've been to a lot of different venues in between. Is there any town or specific arena that sticks out to you as your favorite?
I mean, I love my hometown. Like, it's like my hometown, so obviously I'm going to love it. But, I mean, Del Mar, like, that's where I had one of my biggest moments there. So I'm going to have to say Del Mar is one of my favorite. So, definitely.
Now, what would your biggest moment be?
My biggest moment? Probably... Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Either, like, my favorite or the crowd's favorite.
Your best moment in a Mini Monster truck. What moment stands out to you? Did you do a slap wheelie at a show? What was your favorite
moment? I think my favorite moment was one of my first shows, and you played it in the intro, actually, when I was driving on a raceway, and I turned and just kept on tumbling. I think that was the moment that, like, really got me to start, like, taking this seriously, and I was just like, let's go. Like, that was my favorite moment right there.
What was that like? You know, you see it in the video, you turn really hard and you just go over. What was going through your mind? Like, as soon as you started tipping over, would you get scared? Did you have just a bunch of adrenaline kick in? What was going through your mind?
Like, when it was happening, I didn't really know what was happening, but like once I like hit the ground, I was like, this is really happening right now. So I just got to see for a lot of adrenaline. I was like that in my seat. It was just great. Like, I mean, of course I had adrenaline, but yeah, that's like my favorite moment. Yeah.
So Phil was talking about it, you know, the full size. Is that your end goal? Do you want to end up in a full size?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like the full size is just like an achievement. Like, I've worked my, like, most of my life just trying to like just have fun, but now that I'm at this stage of my life, like, I'm trying to push to that next level to get to the full size, which will probably be my favorite moment when that happens.
Now, what would your, you know, there's a lot of fan interaction that you guys have, signing autographs at the pit party. You know, do you have a moment that stands out to you? Did you, you know, sign a baby's head? Like, it, anything crazy? Like, what was your favorite moment at a pit party? Most memorable, I said.
I didn't think it would ever happen, but I didn't, like, it shocked me, but I had some of U.S. Army troops come over to my monster truck, and they asked for photos, and I was just like, I thought we were supposed to ask them for photos, so I was just, like, in shock. I was like, what? I didn't know this was actually going to happen. So, yeah, that was probably my favorite moment at a pit party.
That's awesome, dude. You know, support your troops for sure.
So after a pit party, you know, you get strapped in, you take the truck to the back, you get ready. Because when you guys run, you guys mainly just do, you know, maybe like a 2-3 minute freestyle. Do you plan out your freestyle, or do you kind of just whatever lands in your way, you just kind of hit it?
So we always plan out the intro going out there, but once I'm out there, like, I just go full send and I just, like, do whatever I need to do to wow the crowd, because crowd's number one.
Go full send. I like it.
Always. So, you know, you're still young. You know, you're still working your way up into that full size. Is there anyone in particular, or, you know, any driver that you look up to that you want to mimic their driving style, anything like that?
I mean, it's kind of an obvious one, but my favorite driver of all time has to be Dennis Anderson. I mean, like, we all know him as this, like, crazy monster truck guy, but I've got to see him, like, outside of that world, and, like, he's just a super nice guy. So definitely my idol in the monster truck world.
Right. So getting back to the Skull Crusher name, how did that come about? Did you and your dad plan that out? Was that something you kind of just had a dream about it one night? You're like, Dad, I want to name this truck Skull Crusher. How did that go?
I don't really remember. I just remember waking up one day and I was just like, Dad, I found the perfect name. And then he told me to write out what it was. So I wrote out Skull Crusher, but I was young, so I didn't know how to spell it. So I spelled it with a K, and because it's spelled with a C normally. So I spelled it with a K, and then my dad decided to keep it with a K since it was, you know, I wrote it down, and it's my name. So I guess that's how it went down.
Just stuck ever since?
Yeah, kinda, just stuck ever since.
Kind of went to scribble it down and messed up the writing, and it just stuck, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. You know, the Skull Crusher name's been around a long time. You know, one thing we didn't touch on, Shane, how old are you?
I'm 12 and a half years old.
Wow. And you've been doing this for how long?
About 7.5 years.
Jeez. That's a long time to be doing this. And you still got, you know, a whole career ahead of you. I want to thank you for coming on, Shane. I appreciate it. You did a great job. Do you have any final words for your fans out there? Any sponsors you want to thank? Anyone you want to shout out?
I mean, I have a lot of sponsors I would like to shout out also, but I mean, I just have to take the big rest in peace to KJ. He died in a car accident, actually, and, like, he was, like, stuck. They put me under the ring because that's how I got into Monster Trucks. I saw their clips. So, yeah, and he died, I think it was, like, a couple of days ago. So, yeah, just rest in peace to him, man. Just, that's pretty much the main person I want to shout out today because, like, it's just really sad.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Shane. We hope to see you next time, and maybe we'll have you back on the show. Take care, man, and hopefully we see you at a show sometime soon.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good night, or have a good day.
That was awesome having Shane on. He did a great job. You know, remember, if you have any questions for these mini monster drivers, feel free to answer them in the comments when we bring them on. We'll make sure to answer them. And you know what? MJ, let's talk about, you know, our next driver we're going to bring on.
Yeah, for sure. This next driver, his name's Mason. I've personally got to meet him a couple times. Great kid. Awesome behind the wheel. I'm really excited to see where this kid grows into the sport and how far he can progress. But, yeah, without that, let's bring him on, Vince.
Oh, for sure. You know, I just said it again. But, you know, Mason, one memory I want to share before we bring Mason on. This kid is fearless. I've seen him at a whole bunch of shows. He's not afraid to send the truck. Why don't we bring him on? Mr. Send It himself. How are you doing, buddy?
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Excited to have you on.
Yep. Thank you.
So let's start off with you. How did you get into the mini monsters or just the monster truck industry in general?
Well, I've been going to Corbin's house, and I would be driving his monster truck, and I really liked it to drive it. And so my dad thought about it, and so he wanted to build one, and that's how we got into it.
It's pretty cool, dude.
So what was that like, you know, after your dad built that, strapping in for the first time? How did that feel? Did you feel kind of at home or?
A little nervous because I was, like, a little high up.
Do you have any, go ahead, sorry.
Like, I was nervous to, like, jump it. But like the first time I went out, I just like, I gotta send it, you know?
What is that like, you know, hopping in for the first time, not really knowing what to do much, and just going out and just sending it? Were you scared of that? Did the adrenaline just kick in and you just launched the truck?
It kicked in and I just launched the truck.
That's for sure. He did launch the truck. I can prove that for sure.
Yeah, we've seen plenty of videos of you launching that truck, man.
You know, I want to talk about something. You recently had a show a couple months ago in Tucson, Arizona. What was it like competing there? You know, you had a wild rollover. What was it like crashing your truck?
It was pretty. I like got a little frustrated about it because like I was just trying to turn, you know, and it bit a little bit. So I mean, and then it rolled over. So I mean, it has to happen every once in a while, you know.
It always happens when you least expect it, right?
Yeah.
So, since we're on the topic of, you know, sending the truck, when you strap in, do you plan what you're going to do? I know I asked this last time, but do you just plan one hit and then after that it's just whatever ends up in your way, you go for it?
Yeah, most of the time I like hit whatever is in front of me. But sometimes I like plan it out. And then once I plan it out, I just stick with it the whole way.
So what happens, you know, once you have that plan set and then you say you take a wrong, but wrong, you land wrong and it shoots you off another way. What goes through your mind? You just think, I need to hit something quick, or do you try and regather and get back on that track of what you had planned?
I would probably think like I need to hit something quick before I end it, you know, or, yeah, I'd probably just hit something quick.
You know, what is your favorite moment in a Mini Monster truck? You've done a lot of shows. What is one moment that stands out to you? You know, one big move you did. Is there anything that stands out to you?
It was probably, like, going big in the truck at Del Mar. Because that was a very viral video that we posted on our Instagram.
What did that feel awesome. Like? You know, we've seen Vincent and I have seen that video. You launched that truck.
I saw it in person. He sent that truck.
What was that like? You know, the landing looked a little rough. How did that feel in the cab? Did it hurt at all?
It didn't somewhat hurt. Like, it just like when I landed, it knocked the wind out of me.
I bet it did. You know, that landing looked a little rough for sure. So, you know, we're talking about freestyle and all that. But before you go up to the track, do you have anything you like to do pre-show once you know, before you get strapped in or as you're getting strapped in? You know, does your dad tell you anything? Do you tell yourself anything in your head to get ready for that run?
Well, sometimes when we do shows with Jeff, he'll come up to the truck and like say, like, go hit this or like do this when you hit this. Like, he gives me advice on the track.
That's awesome, dude. You know what? Let's bring in, you know, we had him in here earlier, but we're going to bring him in again. It's Phil Lichonzo with Philosophy.
What is up, Phil?
I'm back again. What a surprise.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the first time I saw Mason perform, it was also at the same Tucson event Vinny was at. And, you know, talking to Shane in the previous segment, he really raised the bar on the West Coast and for Mini Monsters in general. And from what I saw out of you, Mason, down there in Tucson, I saw the bar just completely raised again. You guys just had that truck on the ragged edge. You ran probably harder than any other participant at that event weekend. The crowd was electric when you did roll over that truck, and I just know that the future will just continue to get stronger for you guys.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, so you guys are like almost like the new kids on the block compared to some of the other West Coast Mini Monsters. What advice have you gotten from some of the other West Coast Mini Monster drivers that have helped you along in your career so far?
Well, Corbin, he would like tell me like, so he's been working on those stoppies, and he would tell me like how to do them.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you drive the Warhead. It's a bright and loud orange mini monster truck. It stands out from the crowd, even if you're looking from the other side of the venue. What was the inspiration behind the name Warhead?
Well, my dad, when he picked it out, he wanted, like, something aggressive. So I kind of like the name Warhead, and that's what we stuck with the whole time.
And like I said, you guys are just kind of getting started compared to some of the other mini monsters, and you have such a bright future ahead of you. What are some goals that you have as you continue to progress in monster trucks?
So a big lifetime goal is to be in a full-size truck and then just, like, keep, like, competing in shows from there, you know?
You've been doing a great job so far, that's for sure. So kudos to you, buddy.
Right here, actually. We have a comment from the one and only Lee Plato talking about Mason. It says, Mason has stepped up and runs with the big dogs for sure. This kid is a lot of fun. What do you got to say to that, man?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. So you do pit parties a lot, every show, pre-show. Is there anything that, you know, sticks out to you that you've thought that was kind of weird, or something that you signed that was kind of funky that you weren't expecting to sign that day?
I remember in Santa Maria, I think I signed a beanie. It was, like, super weird because, like, I couldn't even sign it because, you know, like, all the, like, the leather, like, straps that go in the beanie. It was, like, super hard to sign it.
I remember that for sure. I think I was at that show you were at. I think I remember you signing that. I think there's a picture somewhere online of you trying to sign that. And it looked like it was a pretty difficult thing to sign there just because how fuzzy the inside was.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So Phil talked about it a little bit, but do you, kind of reiterating on this, what are your goals for the future? Do you eventually want to end up in a full size, or is there anything else you want to go on with?
I mostly want to end up in a full size because, like, monster trucks is lots of fun, and I could imagine what fun would be in a full size, you know?
Excuse me. We have another one from Tommy. This one's for you. He said, what is the favorite thing you like to crush that they put on the track?
The crush.
I mean, it depends. Like, whatever's out there, I'll probably go over it, you know? Like, cars, I've been over vans, not yet buses.
I think we saw that in the intro. We kind of saw you going over a set of cars and ended up going over sideways. Thankfully, it didn't look too violent, but yet again, it was a rollover.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you always seem to go out there and send it, no matter where you're at or what the track conditions are. You always seem to go out there and just put on a show for the fans. I know the shows I've been at with you, I think, honestly, the crowd would get louder for you guys than the full size at times.
Thank you.
You know, Mason, we appreciate you having you on here on the show. You did a great job. Is there anyone you want to thank, sponsors, friends, family?
Sponsors, we'll start with the Renegade Products, Competitive Metals, Real Technologies, Budget Grading, and Olympic Powder Coats. And my dad.
Yeah, he's got this one down and memorized. But you know what? Appreciate you coming on. Let's take a look at some of your merchandise, actually.
Hey, guys. Mason here, driver of the Warhead. Come check out our full merchandise line. We have merch for everybody.
As you see there, you make sure you go and support them. You know, send them a DM on Instagram. Make sure you get some of their merch. Great product. MJ, you know, we got two more guests. Who are we bringing on next?
Next one we have is the one and only Corbin Shockey with the high-risk mini monster truck. This guy has been in the game for quite a while. I'm excited to see where he's come from and where he's about to go. But yeah, without further ado, Vincent, why don't we bring him on?
Oh, yes. So let's bring him on. Corbin, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
What's up, man?
How are you guys?
Pretty good, man. You know, you see the truck behind you. There's a lot of history behind that truck.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about what high risk was before it became high risk? You know, the story behind that truck?
Well, it started off being my dad's racing team when he was growing up.
The truck.
Jeff Souza, the driver of Enforcer and Kamikaze, his son actually drove it. It was called Wrecking Machine. He got too old for it and grew out of it and sold it to us.
Yeah, man, you've been doing a great job wheeling that thing around, you know, just like Hunter, you know, killed that thing. But, you know, you're doing the same. I've seen you at Del Mar, you know, really good driver. I'm excited to see where you go. You know, what are your goals in the monster truck industry? What do you want to accomplish in the end goal?
To definitely get into a full-size monster truck and compete in Monster Jam.
That is a great goal. I honestly believe you can do it. I really do. Just keep putting in the work, and you got it, man, honestly. While we're on that topic, how did you get into this industry? Did you guys end up purchasing the truck, and that how you got into it, or is there a backstory behind that?
There's actually a backstory. I was driving a little race car for WJAS at an event, and Lee was actually there. And I had to drive Shane's truck out of the trailer. He had me drive it around a couple times. He liked how I did that, and he wanted to sign up for Team 3KG. And eventually we got into this 5 years later.
That's great. It's honestly a great story to see where everyone has come from. So just like I've asked everyone else, you know, you guys go out and do like maybe a 2 to 3 minute freestyle. Do you plan what you're going to do? Or, you know, same thing, caution to the wind, whatever lands in front of you, you're hitting it.
Usually I plan my first hit, and whatever is in front of me, I just go out and hit it.
Yeah, speaking about, you know, freestyle moves, I've seen you try, you know, you've got the bicycle down the pat, you know, you're trying the moonwalks. You know, what is your favorite thing to do when you're out there on the mini monster?
My favorite thing to do in a mini monster is definitely the stoppies. I've been working on that. I've learned it from Eric Swanson and Brandon Galley and Wicked Strong.
You know, was there any advice those guys gave you when trying those moonwalks?
The advice they gave me was when you're going downhill, you want to slam on your brakes right as you get there. And then it'll lift up, and when you get really close to the ground, that's when you want to kind of hit the gas and get it back on all four tires.
So what was that like, you know, learning all those moves? I'm sure you rolled over plenty of times. Did you have any, you know, practice sessions where you just took the body off and decided you're going to try this move or try that move?
A couple of times, yeah. I went up to a friend's property, one of our sponsors actually, Budget Grading. We went up to their house, practiced a bicycle. Didn't roll it, but did blow a power steering line. And then in Del Mar, I practiced it and flipped over. The moonwalks, when I've practiced it, I've never rolled over. Almost, but not yet.
We actually have a question from Tommy. Tommy asks, he has a question. He wants to know, what is your favorite thing they put on the track? Whether it be crush cars, you know, vans. What is your favorite thing they hit on the track?
My favorite thing to hit on the track is definitely crush cars. I love going over those, even though they destroy the tires. One of the first obstacles I actually went over in a mini monster truck.
That's great. You know, going off of that, let's bring in, he's been here two other times, bring on Phil Vicinanza, Philosophy. Is this the last one, Phil? How long are you going to be here?
I'm not good at math, even though all I did my previous work was math. So as long as you keep bringing me on, I'll keep talking.
Great. So what do we have for Mr. Corbin?
And what do we not have for Mr. Corbin? You know, everybody keeps talking about Del Mar. It's like, you know, the crazy week out there in San Diego, and there's just so much going on with the big fair and so many events. Do you have a favorite Del Mar memory from the many years you've been competing there?
My favorite Del Mar memory was when I was driving Monster Buddy for Team Kid KJ, and I actually jumped the truck for the very first time.
I think I was there for that as well. I know you mentioned you got your start in the Monster Buddy, and now you really get to stretch your legs behind the wheel of High Risk. What's the biggest difference between driving the Monster Buddy and your current truck, High Risk?
The biggest difference is definitely the horsepower and the rear steer in the High Risk truck. The Monster Buddy truck didn't have rear steer, unfortunately, until we got this truck. It was big help from Hunter and teaching me and Jeff, teaching me how to use a rear steer.
So you come from a family that is rich in history, especially at WGAS events. Every year at Del Mar, I'd always see your dad out there wrangling the dwarfs or the outlaw sprints, and your sisters all have experience behind the wheel. Do you feel any pressure when you're out there performing, knowing that your family is rich in racing blood?
Oh, not really. I kind of just put that stuff behind me for a little bit until the show's done. I usually go out there like I did in the mini doors, just do my own thing, go out there and send it.
That's great. You know, talking about, you know, rear steering and what is all in these trucks, you know, what kind of motor are these mini monsters running? What's different in these than the full-size monster trucks?
Well, the full-size are Chevy big blocks, and these are actually Honda four cylinders in these, which create a lot of horsepower.
A lot of power in a little compact truck. So, you know, pit party, everyone does it. Do you have, you know, any favorite moments that you've had at pit party, or anything crazy that you've had to sign, or people have asked you to sign, or anything like that?
No. I can't think of any right now.
I'm sure there's too many to think about. I'm sure there's some that you want to bring up, but you're kind of scared to, but that's totally fine. So you were talking about your goals and how you want to end up in, you know, maybe behind the wheel of a Monster Jam truck, or even creating your own Monster Jam truck. Do you have any ways that you think you want to, or any paths you want to follow to get there? Or do you think the path you're on right now is a good one to stick on?
I think the path I'm on right now would get me there, depending on the sponsors that I have. They can definitely lead me towards driving a Monster Jam. Especially following Eric's steps and doing what he does and teaching me how to drive the truck.
Yeah, you talk about Monster Jam. You know, I think a lot of us are fans of Monster Jam. I'm pretty sure you are. You know, what's a driver you look up to in Monster Jam? Is there anyone you try to mimic? I see you doing the bicycles and moonwalks, kind of the move you see in Monster Jam. You know, is there any driver that you look up to?
Oh, there's actually two drivers I look up to. They both actually taught me how to drive the mini monster truck. Jeff Souza and Eric Swanson and Rick Swanson. They teach me. When I first went out there, they both, all three of them walked up to my truck and told me, you need to hit this like that. You need to hit that like this, so you can control the truck in midair, or throttle control, especially in the midair. That's definitely what I need to learn.
You know, this truck is your name. Is there any story behind the name High Risk?
It was actually my dad's racing team when he started growing up. He actually got the High Risk name for his racing team. His cousin Jeff was in a band called High Risk, so he got that name and put it into his racing team.
I got one last question for you before we let you go here, man. Pre-show rituals, do you have any of those? What do you like to do, you know, maybe before you get strapped in, right before you're about to hop in that truck? Is there anything that's, you know, you're telling yourself in your mind, you recite a specific verse of a song, anything like that?
The number one thing I usually do when I go up there is, I say to myself, don't try to get hurt or don't try to roll it, because I want to keep going and see what else I can do or learn in that show.
Right. Do you have, you know, we talk about the high risk, and you know, you can see on the truck you got plenty of sponsor stickers on there. Do you have any sponsors that you want to thank or anything you want to say to those sponsors?
I actually want to say all my sponsors, but first I want to pray and pray for KJ's family and all the families that were involved in the accident on Saturday night. He was the guy that got me involved in Team KKJ. I saw them. I was like, I want to drive it. I want to get into it. I just basically watched videos of him and learned what I can do. But my heart goes out to their family.
That's and I wanted sure.
to... Oh, sorry.
You're good. You know, I want to thank you for coming on, Corbin. You did a great job. I'm excited to see you in the near future. You know, Del Mar, I'll probably see you there. You know, all the mini monsters out there, you guys keep killing it. And we'll see you hopefully sometime back on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, man. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, yeah. Great time having Corbin on. That was great. You know, let's talk about our next guest, our last guest, last but not least.
Last but not least, you know, last guy we had on, Corbin, you know, the truck behind him, he talked about him a little bit. He talked about Jeff Souza and Hunter Souza. And actually, our next guest is the one and only Hunter Souza, the one who started off in that truck that Corbin is in now. So, Vince, why don't we get Hunter on here?
Oh, yeah. Hunter, how are you doing?
What's going on, guys? I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good, man. So, I'm going to let MJ kick it off.
All right, so let's start off really simple. I've asked this to everyone. How did you get into it? Because I know your dad's into it. So how did you get into this industry?
Yeah, well, he explained in the last episode that he was in the whole background of my girlfriend in first grade and how her dad was driving. And then, it kind of carried along, and he started crewing for him. And then eventually, I think I was in sixth grade, I came home from school one day and we had our hometown show in Turlock, and he was driving, and Lee and Shane were there, and it was the first time that they were coming in to Turlock, and they needed another driver for Monster Bunny. And so I got the call right when I got home from school that I needed to grab my helmet and stuff and go down to the track and practice. So I jumped in the truck that day and got some practice in. It was a Friday night, and then Saturday I actually got my first shot in Monster Buddy. And from then on, I raced Monster Buddy for like a year, I think. And then my truck was built. And from then on, here we are now.
What was that like, hopping in, getting that call? You know, you're in sixth grade. What was that like, getting that call? Hey, man, we need a driver. So were you nervous? Anything like that?
I did get really nervous. Like, I immediately started shaking, and like, that was my childhood dream, you know? Like, I knew everything about monster trucks that there could be in the 2000s. And, it was this crazy feeling when I got that phone call. Like, I didn't even really think it was real. Like, I had heard about the mini monsters and what Team Kid KJ was doing over on the East Coast. And I really didn't, like, see it in my future, you know? Like, I never had a feeling that that was going to happen. And, you know, everything happens for a reason. And I feel like, you know, I was very fortunate for that opportunity, and I want to thank Lee and Shane for letting me test out that truck that day, because they made my future pretty much.
Awesome. That is honestly a great story. So, you know, you talked about Lee giving you your first shot, and then you kind of touched base a little bit on your truck being built. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how that happened and how that went through.
Well, so the whole thing was, I did want my own identity, and I did want my own truck. And, you know, as Corbin talked about with Monster Buddy, it didn't have rear steering, and it didn't have some of the safety requirements that me and my dad wanted for me. And, it didn't have a full containment seat, and that was one of the big safety issues that we wanted, and rear steer. I wanted everything on my truck to be how full-size trucks are, so when I eventually graduated into one, as if we were planning on it, then I would be ready to go. So that took 8 months for that truck to be built. And shout out to Beast Mode Fabrications in Ukiah for building an amazing truck for me that, I mean, it held up good. It went through, I think, 17 rollovers with me, and I had no failures at all.
You know, I just read a comment, you know, Ryan Cody says, a shout out to WJS Motorsports for giving all these kids an opportunity to drive. Yeah, shout out to WJS Motorsports. You know, I've seen you do a lot of shows with them. You know, what's in the future for Hunter Souza? You know, I've seen you recently gotten the side of full-size truck. How was that like, and how did your experience with the mini monster trucks, you know, go over to the full size?
Well, like I said before, like with everything that we had set up on that mini, it was preparing me for a full size. I mean, anything with the rear steer handle on the right, like just getting me used to driving with one hand and controlling the rear steer like I could, that was a big help. Because I didn't have to learn that in a monster truck. And horsepower was a big difference. But, I mean, I didn't really struggle that much. I mean, it does feel like you are doing a whole lot more than you really are. But the Mini was a great stepping stone for a full-size truck. And these guys that have been on before me are going to find out soon.
Oh, yeah, and then we got a comment from Travis Palm. He wants to know, how long do you think it's going to take before you start beating your father on the circuit?
Well, I haven't got the chance to be at the same show as him yet. I've only done two so far. I think I have a pretty good chance. Once we get this new truck going, I think I have a good chance. I don't know how long it's going to take. It is going to take him to mess up. He just yelled good luck at me. It is going to take him to mess up, and I need to capitalize on anything I can because he is a great driver, and I do learn everything I have from him, and I'm hoping pretty soon that I can beat him and drive the same show as him.
That's great. You know, I know – I'm pretty sure you've competed alongside your dad in a mini monster. I'm pretty sure – you know, what was that like competing for the first time with your father in a mini monster?
That was a dream come true. We weren't competing against each other, but just the fact that we were both driving to the same venue, and especially if it was our hometown show, like one of the best feelings, honestly, is going out for intros. Going out for intros and parking next to him and like just father-son being next to each other, you know? Like we kind of think about ourselves as a father-son duo, and yeah, that is a great feeling. And especially everybody knows, like, these guys are, you know, the Souzas don't mess around with them, you know? And, yeah, no, it's unexplainable how good of a feeling it is to run against him. And eventually I hope that we do get on the same team and be able to be at the same shows together in full sizes. And I hope to see where that takes us.
Yeah, before we go on to our next segment, you mentioned the full-size truck. Is there anything you can tell the viewers watching, anything about the full-size truck coming up, you know, next year, this year, who knows?
I don't really know what's going to happen anytime soon. Corona has been playing a big role in everything. It really sucks. All I can say is that there is a new truck. Can't really release much about it because it's all going to be released when we're ready. And I don't know when that's going to be. We were hoping for this summer. But that's being pushed, so I guess we'll find out once coronavirus is over and we can start up shows again.
Oh, yeah, we're going to bring him on for the fourth and final time. Phil Vichenanza, Philosophy.
It's me again.
Welcome back.
I love hearing that theme song. It's like Groundhog Day. I know my name is Phil, but I'm not a groundhog, so don't worry about that, guys. Just to piggyback on a comment that brought up earlier, absolutely, WGS Motorsports gives a lot of people opportunities, including myself. First time I was ever in the pits at a monster truck event, it was thanks to John Borba, and to see the amount of people he's given opportunities, especially someone like you, Hunter, that's now driving a full-scale monster truck. It's just incredible to see so many people go full circle from start to finish.
Yeah.
So look a little fast forward here. You are the Wrecking Machine. That is your identity.
Yeah.
Where did that come about?
Well, it is kind of tough to think about. I did come up with everything with it, and that's actually what's pretty cool and why we've wanted to keep that name forever. I came up with the wrenches and the design and all of that. But actually, my mom helped me with the name, and it's actually a funny story. We were, I don't remember what store we were walking through, but we were just randomly walking through a store, and it was in the beginning when I started with Monster Buddy, and my truck was being built. And she actually said, why don't we name it the Black and Green Wrecking Machine? And I was like, I can't do that. Like, that's copying Gravedigger and their thing. Like, I just can't do that. And then I started thinking, and I was just like, what about Wrecking Machine? Like, what if we just take Wrecking Machine? It is a machine that's going to get wrecked, so I mean, it makes sense. And let's just go off with it. And that's how that happened.
Absolutely. So now you're in the full-scale monster truck. Your debut, Tucson, Arizona. You're at the Tucson Speedway. What's going through your mind? You're about to make your debut as a full-scale monster truck driver.
Don't mess this up and don't piss off my boss. That's kind of what was going through my head. I wanted to make a point. You know, I wanted to prove that I can do this. And I knew I wasn't going to be the best right off the get-go. I knew I was going to have issues. Have a very lot and still do, and I wanted to go out there, and I did want to win at least one competition. Didn't happen in my first show, but I didn't want to be the worst out there, and I wanted to like be able to be competition, and I didn't want people to think that it was my first time. I wanted to look like I had been doing it for a while.
Well, you got that win a couple weeks later in the wheelie competition in Ventura, California. You definitely kind of had that first weekend jitters thrown aside.
Mm-hmm.
Then you moved into the freestyle competition. Truck was out there running. Then what happened?
Are we talking about first day or second day? First rollover or second rollover?
Well, we can start with the first rollover.
All right. Well, that run was feeling pretty smooth. And dirt tracks, I don't know if all of them are like this, but the infield dropped off on the part that goes up where the cars go down, and I just wasn't thinking, and I went to make my turn right there, and the back tire bit on the part where the cars race, and it just flipped me over very easily. I didn't think that would be what got me to do my first rollover, but you know, it happens.
Okay, now about the second rollover. What happened?
So, I was very short into my run, and I think I only had like 4 or 5 hits, and I was going over a car stack that was like 7 cars, something like that, and I actually had a broken left rear planetary, so I had nothing digging in the rear to help me pull that save out. I hit the car stack, fell off the side to the left, and only had the front spinning right there to make that save, and I got shut off because of track officials in the area for safety reasons. So that was that rollover. And but the crowd seemed to like it, even though I didn't fill the clock because I won that freestyle competition. So yeah, that's what happened with that one.
Oh yeah, we got a question from Lee Plato. MJ, I'll let you read this one.
This one's for Phil. He says, does he know how many drivers got a start in the Team KJ Monster Buddy?
Wow. Well, Lee, you've given a lot of kids opportunities. Some, you know, maybe stick to the smaller grounds, but some find some greener pastures. I think maybe the most notable competitor in the Monster Buddy was Kristen Hope, who has gone on to compete on the Monster Jam Triple Threat Series, and she was on Stadium Tour driving Wolf's Head this year. That's just the beauty of the Mini Monster. It's a great stepping stone to give younger drivers an opportunity. You know, not everybody gets to be in a full-scale truck when they're that young, or they're just kind of stuck doing some of the dwarf cars or some of the other side acts at the event. So thanks to guys like you, Lee, to give so many people opportunities and then to see them progress further on in their careers. I'm sure it's like a proud father moment every single time you see Kristen Hope on your TV or – your son continuing his success in the events. Great question, Lee.
We have a question from Chainsaw. Okay. Chainsaw wants to know, freestyle or racing hunter? I think this is a no-brainer, knowing this is.
Freestyle is my favorite, but I love racing against you.
You know, you see Chase. I know Chase has driven the Equalizer. I know you've competed alongside him. What's it like competing against Chase? I know you guys are good buddies. Do you guys have a rivalry between the two? It kind of seems like it.
We actually do. My first weekend out, he got the test out the Equalizer a weekend before I got my shot. And then we went the next weekend in Tucson on my debut. And I won my very first race against Chase. But I will give him props because now our record is 1-1. He did beat me in Ventura the next weekend.
So speaking about going in the full size or the mini, and in a matter of fact, do you have a favorite venue you performed at in either the mini or the full size? I know you haven't done many shows in the full size. So is there any like particular venues you enjoy going to?
Well, my hometown show in Turlock is definitely my favorite one to perform at, just because I have a lot of family that goes to it, friends. I know the place. It's right close to home, like 10 minutes down the road. I always loved competing there in the mini. It was my favorite show to go to. But as far as the full size, Ventura had to be my favorite. It was a cool location. You know, it's right next to the beach. You could see the beach from the stadium. And I do love how wide open it was because it was a dirt track. So we had a lot of area to work with. It wasn't tight. We didn't have to worry about walls that much. So yeah, Ventura was definitely my favorite one for full sizes.
So, you know, you've done a lot of shows in the mini, some shows in the full size. Do you have a pit party memory that sticks out? Something you signed, you know, kissing babies? Like, what's a memory that sticks out to you, Hunter?
I don't really have very many memories. I do have this one kid that is from Turlock area that has been literally my number one fan from the get-go. He has been at every Turlock show that we have been to. And my very last show, I rolled the truck and the whole side panel came off. And I gave it away to the kid. His name's Jesse. He just had a birthday the other day, actually. And yeah, he is my number one fan, and I love that kid. He's awesome. And but other than that, I just love the kids that, you know, they'll come up and tell me that I'm an inspiration and stuff. That does make us feel good, you know, because that means that we do have people looking up to us, and we are doing what we're doing right, in a way. So I do appreciate the little kids that look up to us.
Right. So we have another one from Chase here. He says, it's not really a question, more of a comment, but he says, Hunter will beat Ryan Anderson by 2021. What do you got to say about that?
Oh, man. That would be awesome. I do not think it would happen, though. Ryan is an amazing driver, and I do not compare to him at all.
So do you have any, you know, pre-show rituals you do? You know, either back when you were in the the mini or on the full size, do you have anything you do before you get into the truck or, you know, as you're strapping in, you know, do you tell yourself anything like that?
Well, ever since I was in the mini, I tune everything else out and I focus on what I want to do. I focus on my first hit, and after that, I go crazy. But I really pay attention to the trucks that go before me, because when I was in the mini, usually I closed out, so I had two or one truck in front of me. And so I'd really watch what Shane and Corbin were doing and how their jumps were affecting their truck. Because, I mean, minis, you really make one small mistake and you could be hurting your back or rolling over or breaking the truck badly. And you can't really get away with what you can in a full size. So paying attention is really important, and knowing what the truck can handle is too. So I always used to prepare myself by that. And that kind of siphoned into whenever I started driving full size too. I always pay attention to who's in front of me. And if, you know, Mike or Paul or my dad or any drivers had anything to say, any pointers to give me, anything to point out about any of the jumps, I'd always listen to them and think about that. But before I went out there, I'd always tune anything out and then did my thing.
Oh yeah, we got a question for you, Hunter. It's from Ryan Cody. He wants to know, what professional driver Do you want to beat in racing someday?
Well, I do want to beat the Andersons. I really want to beat anybody I line up against, honestly. But anybody who has taught me anything with this sport and has helped me anything, you know, I got to give a shout out to Jim Creighton is a big one, Kelvin Reamer, the Swansons, Tony Canedo, obviously Paul and Mike. Like, if I could just beat any of them, that would be amazing because they are like what has really helped me progress. Same with my dad. So they really got me to be the driver that I am today. And so if I could accomplish a win against any of them, that would be amazing.
Right. So as we're getting towards the end here, you know, we went through everyone before, you know, we went through Mason, everything, everyone else. Do you have any advice for them, you know, coming up in this industry? Because, you know, you started down where they are, and you finally made your way up to a full size. Is there anything you want to tell them, you know, get them going in this?
Keep progressing and stay humble. That's one of the big things, is stay humble. Do not get cocky. But keep doing what you're doing. All those guys are doing good. You know, Shane got into a half scale while I was still driving. He had some things to figure out in the beginning, but where he's at with it now, he's doing really good. Mason, obviously, he came out of nowhere right from the get-go. That kid was amazing. And Corbin, coming from my truck, I was always able to give him a lot of pointers. And with the bicycle and stuff like that, and just how to control that truck and how you can throw it into a corner very good and just anything like that. And those kids, they listen. And I haven't really got to talk much with Mason. I've seen him at, like, one or two shows. But, I mean, that kid, he's good. Shane is very good, and Corbin is very good. So if they could just keep doing what they're doing, they're all still at a very young age. And, you know, by the time that they're my age, they're going to be great drivers. They're going to be ready to get out of those trucks and come in full sizes, hopefully. So,
yeah,
you guys are doing.
So at the end of your career, we're going to ask one last question. At the end of your career, we saw you doing bicycles, all this crazy stuff. You wanted to end out in the Mini Monster with a bang, that's for sure. You know, I've seen you do a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, what driver do you look up to? I mean, you know, you see the bicycles, you did a lot of those. What driver did you look up to?
Ryan Anderson was a huge help for that. I loved his ragged edge, crazy style of driving. And I actually... The video that's in the intro where I almost pulled the save out of that bicycle, I sent it to Ryan, and he actually responded with a lot of pointers on how I can progress with it. And, you know, he told me be steady on the throttle, and because I was working it then, and he told me be steady on the throttle and keep the same speed throughout the whole thing. And that's when I started to do that, and eventually it got better. And but yeah, I look up to all drivers, really. Anybody that can show me anything, teach me anything, like, I look up to them.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate you coming on the show, Hunter. We hope to have you and your dad come on maybe later in this season. Who knows? You know, it's great having the Sousas on the podcast. You know, before we close it out, MJ, do you have anything else to say to Hunter before we close out this episode?
No, just thanks for coming on, man. You know, if you want to go ahead and plug some sponsors or your souls or anything like that, now's the time to do it before we wrap this up.
All right. I do want to give a shout out to my dad's company, JDS Tile. He has helped me through pretty much everything. And Redline Oil for TR Monster. They're a huge sponsor for us. And I want to thank anybody that has gotten me to where I am right now. I want to thank Lee Plato, all the other drivers I mentioned before, Jimmy Creighton, Rick Swanson, Eric, and, Kelvin and Rose, Reamer. And Tony Canedo, and now Mike Christensen and Paul Jensen for giving me my shot in the full sizes. I really appreciate it from them. I couldn't have done it without them. And yeah, that's it.
All right, Hunter, thanks for coming on. We hope to see you at a show sometime soon, but we'll see you next time. Thanks for coming on.
All right, thank you guys.
See you, man.
See ya. Well, that was a great episode, guys. You know, I appreciate everyone coming on. Those are the up-and-coming drivers. We're going to see them progress throughout the career. You know, I'm pretty excited. We got Mason Warhead. You know, he's already doing crazy stuff, and as well as Corbin. Everyone's doing crazy things. It's going to be exciting to see, you know, what happens in this next decade. We're going to see a lot of these kids in full-size trucks, but, you know, I want to appreciate everyone coming out, spending time, watching the podcast. You know, I want to thank everyone for the support, sharing, liking us. You know, it's been pretty grateful for the support we've been getting. And you know what? We're going to do this every Friday night, 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern time. But, like I said, Fridays, next Friday, you know, what could we be seeing, MJ? Who could we be bringing on? We could pull out, you know, who knows who could pull out the hat.
Yeah, we actually do have our next driver lined up. So I don't know. Am I allowed to announce who it is now?
I don't know. I think the video should just play for itself. But maybe we should hint at this guy. He's been around. He's competed in Monster Jam. You know, his son drove his truck. This is a household name. All right, you know what? Let's just play the video. You saw right there the one and only Rod Wood, driver of McGrath El Perro Loco, American made. He's driven a lot of things. We'll see you next time, Friday night, 6 o'clock Pacific time.